us remain standing with heads bowed, Almighty God. To you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord, for us sake.
Amen.
Let us continue now with the acts of prayer. Let us remain standing for the Lord. Scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Let us say, Amen. Amen. Today, think about it as we sing this joyous song. We had to have faith in that day to bring us where we are today. Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. As we stand, think of someone that stands in the need of prayer and request prayer for that person, sick or able, it doesn't matter. Maybe distress, maybe the loss of a loved one, maybe financial matters or domestic matters. Think of someone and say and pray for that person. Just make a request at this time. If you know of someone sick, speak out. Thank you, Sister Thompson. Thank you. Someone else?
My cousin has passed.
That's the way to do it.
85.
Someone else? You may be seated. Tis the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. We must always realize, you know, Glenn, to be the first of this hymn, convey to all mothers, if when you give the best of your service, I thought it was in the book of Zion, but I can't find it in either one. Maybe I didn't look close enough, but I think we already know enough. Just the verse or two of this hymn. I want everybody else to stand, but the mothers remain seated. If when you give the best of yourselves, weary of life and the battle is won, be not dismayed. What number? 179. Thank you very much. dedicated to all the mothers. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, oh, yes. The principal verse today is from the same scripture that was read, St. John the 19th chapter, 27th verse. Then saith he to the disciples, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciples took her unto his own home. The Lord gave me this subject this week, my dear beloved, reciprocated motherhood. Reciprocated motherhood. To reciprocate is to give or take mutually or in response. It is to show or feel in response, or to return the same thing, whatever it may be. All that I am and hope to be, says Abe Lincoln, I owe to my angel mother. It is the general rule that all superior men and women inherit the element of superiority from their mothers, says Michelle. There is in all this cold and hollow world no fount of deep, strong, deathless love save that within a mother's heart, Mrs. Herman. The future destiny of the child is always the work of the mother. Let us say amen. Amen. Napoleon Bonaparte. My dear beloved, reciprocated motherhood, in its lowest and simplest terminology, what goes around comes around. In a conventional term, contemporaneously speaking, what goes around comes around. I pray that you see where we are headed. Now it's my turn to do some mothering. Although you may be a teenager, I want you to listen carefully now. No matter how young you may be, or how senior the mother may be, now it is my turn. We have two families experiencing this at the present moment. Can we get a witness? Sister Hamby is going through this experience right now. Sister Anthony is going through this experience right now. It is our turn to do some mothering to my own mother, mutually our intercourse, which is mutual dealings. A mother is a female parent. or in proximity, anyone being or characteristics of a mother. Not biologically or gender speaking, whether we are male or female. Jesus dying on the cross, all of his disciples were men, weren't they? But he told John to take my mother home. We men have to do some mothering as well as women. We all can perform motherly duties as relates to care for, to nourish, and protect. If you are perceptive and attentive, I am sure you follow me and can witness these sayings as truthful and real if you perceive our biblical text. Reciprocated motherhood, as we said, was imminent and demonstrated at the cross while Jesus was dying. So men, no matter how macho you think you are, this bird is for you. Just for you. And it's not an imposition, or it's not a condensation to our masculinity. Some of us are now experiencing this reality of life. Amen. Some of us have already experienced it. Can we get a witness? And to you young adults and children, if you love your mother, there is an astronomical or titanic possibility, if you survive your mother's death, as young as you are, you may become the mother of your mother. Is that right? In care, oh, I wish I had this church group today. A lot of folks should be here. In nourishing and waiting on her, protecting her, keeping her as cheerful as possible. Amen. And as happy as you possibly can, praying and hoping that they will not materialize or never happen due to a good bill of health and a good estate of life and the grace of God through Jesus Christ. But we never know. We never know what the future holds. We only know who holds the future. Nobody. I mean, nobody knows what condition they will be in before their expiration of this life. Or the exodus or departure of this life are deceased from being. Why John? You read your Bible, he'll tell you. But we're going to give it to you in some explicit terms. John, there are several Johns of the Bible. John, the disciple Jesus profoundly loved, is in the Bible. Jesus loved them all. But John was close
closer to Jesus. He was the first disciple to enter Jesus' tomb. He was there at the cross. Can we get a witness? Where Jesus was crucified. St. John 9 and 26. When Jesus, therefore, saw his mother and his disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." O church, I realize that we are limited in our patience, in our tolerance, in our physical strength. For we are not the $6 million men and the $6 million women, are we? Not the $6 million boys, not the $6 million girls. But we can do all that, the best that we can. As David said one day, "O Lord, how much do I owe him? How much?" It's a debt that you can't repay. Too many of our young folk take our mothers for granted. Yes, amen. We used to say, "Where the living daylights? Where are the living daylights out of?" Amen. Sitting off from home, walking away from home like the prodigal son, to keep from adhering to the disciplinary aspects of the home. I'm gonna leave. I got real temporary things. I always watch Andy Gilbert. That's a good get in the car to show as good an example of fatherhood as you ever want to see. Amen. So he said, he didn't give enough to relief. He gave 3 cents and it was all the other boys were given a dime. His father got at him about it. He wrote a note and said, "I'm going to leave home." He said, "I'm running away." So he packed his little stuff on his plane. I don't know how they do it, but I'm sure he was walking down the road. So his father knew he couldn't have gotten very far. He got in the car and followed him. He said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm running away." His father said, "I didn't know you were supposed to tell him about it." He said, "I didn't know you were supposed to tell nobody when you were running away. I thought you were supposed to step off." He said, "Well, I'm running away, so." Running away, where is another? It ages her before her time, breaks her rest, and disturbs her peace. If you would only stop to think why you're here, nine months of suffering sometimes, 9 months of discomfort sometimes, at night, listening for your hungry and sick cries. Here we go to witness. In the midnight hour, keeping you clean and healthy. Your first preceptor or teacher. Teaching you, oh Lord, to walk and talk in circumspect.
down, O Lord, the best examples that they possibly can for you to pattern your life by. And then you, in ungrateful ways, an ungrateful style, display an obnoxious personality by talking back.
All right. I wish you would pray with me.
And sassing your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, I have seen and heard. I didn't know who the mother was. When the Bible said, "Oh Lord, to obey your mother and father, honor them, oh Lord, that your day may be long upon the land, which the Lord God giveth you." Don't shorten your days. Many a nights, sons of.